You take me apart with your words. Whispered, vicious, true. Each phrase could be small, insignificant, playful even. You take care to explain why you have chosen each word. Of course I'm not stupid, you note. Of course not. You tell me you revel in how smart I am. Usually. And yet, that I am here, that I need this treatment, this abuse, to feel seen, of value, well, anything at all, really. There is something stupid about that. My brain may well not be stupid. But my brain is not what brings me here. I do feel pathetic. It doesn't require much explanation to make me see that. I am an object that evokes pathos, as well as the more frequent meaning of something to be scorned and ridiculed. It's a kind of deeply committed self-harm that brings me here. The things you do make me cry far less and far less profoundly than the fact that I let you do them, that I need you to do them. Being little is as much a psychological as physical state. You are bigger than me in both, of course, but you make me wish to be even smaller. Even less. I shrink in the face of you, deliberately reduce myself, starve myself for your attention. So little I disappear entirely until I'm nothing, less than nothing, in the hope that you will love me for it. Cunt is such a multi-layered word. I have a cunt, uncontroversial. My cunt is the only part of me of any value. I know you don't think that, but it feels good to hear you say nice things about it sometimes. I am a cunt. Synecdoche or term of abuse, the reduction is equally profound. All I am is my a cunt. Each term on its own, particularly when explained so carefully, is profound, but the whole, combined, hissed in my ear, your cock in my ass, one fist in my hair, the other bruising my ribs, undoes me. It is good that you have such a firm grip. I would fall apart entirely without it.